Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're live tonight. It is the Marijuana Happy Hour. We are waiting to see what happens. We dropped a nuclear bomb tonight on the Twitter page. I don't expect it to survive. The show tonight, I went on and I dropped a nuclear bomb. It I don't think you'll be seeing that marijuana happy anymore after tonight. Tonight was the kind of the farewell to those people, the whole platform, as we move along in the evolution of the MHH network. Like I said, we're moving to Roku. We're going to have your own Roku channel. We're going to have our own television station. And we are going to play Stoner TV all day, all night. And it's going to be great. But tonight on Twitter, we eviscerated everyone. I went out and talked about something tonight that ruined my radio career forever. Now, one of the 525 followers on the Twitter page will follow me ever again. It's over. I dropped the nuclear bomb tonight. It's over. All of the karma has vanished. The attack is over. And now we sit back and we collect our winnings and watch all of these clowns fall. If I wake up tomorrow and I still have a Twitter page, it'll be a fucking miracle. You got to go check out the news desk tonight. Once you hear what I said on the news desk tonight, I could be the most hated man in America. I'm not going to repeat it. I know most of you people don't see Twitter, thank God, because if you heard what happened tonight on that show, you'd never listen to me again. I really threw my middle fingers up in the air tonight over there to all these dirtbags I've been fighting with and playing games with and getting information from and just playing grab ass with. Tonight, and all of the karmi have withdrawn. Everybody's weird. It's like this has never happened before. 100 people don't vanish. But we did. We vanished. And we left a burnt, scorched earth of a Twitter account. It's called @MarijuanaHappy. It's burnt. It's scorched. It got burnt tonight. And I don't care. I don't care. Because the news is, as we are moving to Rumble and Blog Talk Radio, there'll be no more shows on Twitter. There'll be no shows on Facebook. There'll be no shows anywhere else but Blog Talk Radio and Rumble. Now, full season 16 is up on Rumble now. We have not loaded any of 17 up until you guys watch 15 and 16. You guys need to listen to season 15 and 16 to get up to date. Now, we will be doing one thing on YouTube, and I'll be releasing my book on YouTube this week. It's 7 chapters, 7 shows, 7 nights. And each chapter takes up 5 years of my life. So the first 5, chapter 1, 5 to 10, chapter 2, you get the thing, 35, 7 chapters of 5-year periods. So that will be on YouTube. That will be the only thing you'll see from Marijuana Happy Hour will be the Johnny Cush biography, which I did complete. I have completed it. I wrote most of it when I was in prison. And I basically just wanted to end this chapter today and start a new chapter all over again. So that's where we're at. We just spent the last 2-3 weeks just fucking with these old men, and it's been fun. But it's time to move on, and it's time to grow the show. And like I said, we're not podcasters anymore. MHH Network isn't some run-of-the-mill douchebag broadcasting from out of nowhere. No, we have bought a television studio. The Florida studio, we're about 30 days away, from the Cape Coral Florida studio from opening, and I can't wait till that opens. And I also found a building today in a warehouse district today that's going to work out great. A nice big open warehouse type space with a air conditioned studio. So I could put my Corvettes in there and I can also broadcast from there too. So we'll have two studios, one in Vegas and one in Chicago. No more phone shows. Except for the AM 420, so where we are tonight. AM 1420, Marijuana Happy Hour, yes. The only AM radio show left in the world. This is the only AM experience you're going to get unless you have a, like, 1965 Chevrolet Impala or something with the original radio. But the AM radio on the new antennas and the new digital platform that goes out, AM radio doesn't sound anything like it used to. This is what it used to sound like. It's been a good night. It's been a refresh. It was nice to nuke the Twitter channel. It was nice to nuke it tonight because I'm done with it. What I experienced, like, literally, I've had that channel for about 10 years. It was my secondary channel because the first one got took down with everything else. I've been deplatformed so many times, who knows. It was the first time I've actually sat and used Twitter, tried to use Twitter as I would just like put the link up every night. I put a link up every night for 10 years. I said nothing on it. Just threw a link up every night. I never talked to anybody on Twitter. In the last 5 days, that's all we've done. These guys were so easy to take down. These guys were so easy to scare. These guys were so easy to manipulate that I don't even know what to tell you. It was, I guess it's not hard to get a bunch of boomers. Who's the youngest guy? Carl, what is he, like 57 years old? I don't know. You guys are old, out of the demo. I don't care. But it was fun. It was a fun little precursor to what's coming up, because next is Red Bar. And we wanted to play with your fools a little bit. Try to wave the water, try to figure it out. But next, Red Bar, you're next. So Red Bar and your fans, let's see what you guys got, because these dabble guys, these fucking just bottom-feeding podcasts, it was too easy. It's too easy. And mark my words, okay? Mark your calendar right now that I said this. Shuli, WATP. The two top ones that you guys listen to of the 61 podcasts. Blind Mike is number 3, I believe. Yeah, Blind Mike. Blind Mikey. Secret Carmy. Is he? Is he secret? Is he Carmy? We don't know. We've heard statements of Blind Mike going Carmy, but we don't know, do we? The bomb has been sent. The traps have been set. You guys. We will watch your shows fail. We will. One day I'll be able to turn on my YouTube channel, on my television, while I drink my morning Coca-Cola and smoke my morning joint. And I won't have to see any of you ugly, old, middle-aged, ugly men ever again on my TV screen. See, a lot of people just watch it on the phone. A lot of people are watching these podcasts on the phone. But I got an 84-inch TV. And when you have to see these middle-aged old dudes on an 84-inch TV, tell you one thing, it's kept me, I haven't had to buy a lot of hookers lately because I can't get it up after seeing ugly middle-aged men all day on my TV. So thank God I never have to listen or watch to those shows ever again. Thank God they've already blocked me because they know they're fucked. They know they're fucked. And it's going to be fun because these guys are going to start fighting with each other internally, externally. The shit that we've laid down for these guys that they're stepping in is monumental. And I'm done talking about it. I'm done gloating. I'll be back in 3-4 months to tell you I told you so. Just mark your calendars, boys and girls. Because the MHH... we'll take over the world in 2024. We're just building up. We're just practicing. I'm getting my time in. I'm trying to get my time in. I'm trying to get my chops going. Come January 1st, You guys had all laughed at me. Every single one of you laughed at me, poked fun at me, and said that I'm an idiot, don't know what I'm doing, and nobody wants to listen to me, and everything sucks, and you're slow, and you're stupid. You will beg to come onto my show. You will beg me for redemption. Because the karma works mysterious ways. Like I said, at a blink of an eye today, all these guys you've been chatting with, everybody that's been talking shit, Karmi members, everything, every last bit of evidence that any of these people existed are gone. They're all gone. I want to thank you all because all the people are listening right now. And you guys did a great job. And you, since these assholes canceled my Buffalo show, that's another thing, too. Like, things got so nasty, and I scared the shit out of these guys so bad to a point where you will never hear me on any of those shows. Anything. I would bet anything that you'll never hear my shows again. You know why? Because I know how to fight. See, I ain't no spineless little bitch like John. I could burn a Twitter account with 500 followers. I don't care. I could burn, like I did tonight, I burnt that fucking account. And I burnt it to the fucking ground. Never talk to you bastards ever again. And we'll start again. I got to come up with a new Twitter handle. So he's got a good idea. Because we have to rebuild from the bottom up. We can't leave any remnants that we were rolling around in the mud with commoner podcasters. We can't leave any evidence there. We nuked it. We nuked that bastard show. We nuked our existence to these people. And like I said, you will never, ever in the history of podcasting again, my name will never come out of those guys' lips. It never will. They will never play another clip from my show again, because I know how to fight, and I know how to stand up for myself, and I don't lay down. I don't do the job for anybody, all right? I always go over. I don't do the job. I'll do a few jobs on the way, but I always end up going over in the end. Gone that, motherfuckers. All right, we got to get to the real show tonight. Just wanted to say goodbye. Maybe we'll put a little montage up on our channel, wherever we're going. We're on a Rumble channel or whatever. Who cares a fuck? We're just here to fuck around till the first, so everything grows out anyway. So let's do it. We're going on tour here. New York, October 8th will be the first date. All the dates are on WheelerWalker.com. We will be on the Wheeler Walker tour doing the Wheeler Walker post-show contest. So another show that got canceled because of these Twitter trolls. Like I said, the New Year's Eve in Buffalo has been canceled too because of Twitter trolls. They called up and said that I was a pedophile and sent somebody had made up an arrest warrant. And I've been honest with my time in prison why I went to prison, and it was for cocaine. It wasn't for being a fucking sex freak. So they call up and says, do you want this kind of person in your bar? And they go, of course not. We're woke. We can't have any kind of this. I mean, they kicked out Dave Chappelle. What do you think they're going to do to Johnny Cush? So, yeah, things are still dirty. Things are still really bad. There's still a lot of assholes that are hacking and just being cunts. Just because we came in. Listen, I was just sitting here. Mind my own business, broadcasted to 300,000 of my friends across America and around the world. 300,277 on the last episode we did on a pop-up on Tuesday. Tonight, I can't wait to see, because we actually advertised tonight, how many people listen to. And like I said, the numbers don't lie, and we reach more people than anybody in the world. All right. So no real big update on Jansky. He hasn't moved his limbs yet. Brain scan, though, shows full brain activity. So they're basically waiting for this dude to come out of a coma. And knowing Dave Jansky, I believe he'll be out. But I believe he's a third day in a coma. We're still waiting. Anytime we hear anything, I go, he moves his finger. Anything. You let us know. We'll fly back to Detroit and meet up with him. He's a good man. The other thing is Dave Peterson, is our show producer, is still in jail. I don't need to get in anymore. We got into it on Tuesday. I don't really want to recap the same shit. I'm not a reteller. He's still in jail. And the latest we got from the DEA is they're waiting for a DNA test that can take anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. We have the DNA test right here. The DNA test proves that a different man killed. We gave everything. Now that Emeril Bronski, Brett Bronson, he has been arrested in the attempted murder of Dave Jansky. So we have the guy in jail. They took a swab from him, and now they're waiting for the DNA sample to come. And they're waiting for the detectives to go through the footage of the hotel. They haven't had they're kind of dragging their feet on it. But in the meantime, an innocent man sits in jail, a man who's no danger to anybody, a man who has no criminal history, still sitting in jail with no bond. It's been 7 days now this guy spent in jail. He missed his girlfriend's funeral yesterday. They wouldn't let him out for that. They wouldn't even let him do a video conference. They wouldn't even let somebody bring in a phone so he could watch the funeral on his phone of the love of his life being laid to rest. He has to wait to get out to see a video of it. They didn't let him use the phone because magically none of his commissary got to him, even though I sent $400 over to him, and there's a problem with the numbers. There's a problem somewhere. So he's sitting in there probably with one pair of underwear, no soap, no commissary, not even a sweet treat like a honey bun. For 7 days, he's just been sitting in there for no fucking reason. And these prosecutors, they have such egos. They will not admit they're wrong. And how we put these people in these positions, how you let a man just sit in jail for 7 fucking days for no reason. Yes, tragic events did occur. But once you find out that a guy is innocent, you should probably let him out of jail immediately, not keep him in there and continue to prosecute him. They're still building the case against him. He didn't do it. The man that did it is sitting in a jail cell probably right next to him. He might even be in the same cell. Let that sink in. The man that killed Dave's girlfriend is in the same fucking jail as Dave. So not only does he have to watch his ass, now he's got to worry about the man that killed his girlfriend killing him. He tried to kill him in the first place, the guy that stabbed him in the neck. It's ridiculous. So that's the update. That's why the show, it's been weird last week. We had things rolling so hot. Dave, best show producer I've ever had. Loved the guy. And we were rolling, man. We were putting out some great shows. I don't care if anybody watched them or not, but those shows were epic. Just really good, tight, fucking great shows we did. We made the mistake to go to Detroit and play with clowns. So it happens, man. You play with clowns, man. You get burnt. You get touched in places you don't want to be touched. Some clowns will get you every time. They're fucking clowns. Like I said, unbelievable, man. It just sucks. Tonight I am smoking. It's called White Diamonds. And it's taking me into a different atmosphere, man. This is legal marijuana that I'm smoking tonight. This is crazy. This is legal in all 50 states. Even if you're, trust me, it is 100% legal from the Hemp Farm Act. White Diamonds. These guys are the best. Let me give them a shout out because this shit is fucking cool. It's made by Dazed. Go to Dazed.com and check it out. Tonight I am smoking Northern Lights dipped in diamonds. 100% legal. THCA. And legal. All 50 states. Even if you don't have it. Like, I gotta get real weed. This is like legal hemp. Yeah, I am fucking, I haven't been this blasted in a long time. So, of course, go to dazed.com. Check out the ice. What is it? I'm trying to read the package here. Ice Walkers. Solventless. ...36% THC, A, 0.003% Delta 9. So if you get pulled over with this and the cops test it, there's absolutely zero THC in it until it's heated. And as soon as the heat hits the plant, it turns into regular marijuana, and it's legal in all 50 states. I would check it out. Go to dazed.com. They're not a sponsor yet, but they did send me a box of these joints, and I smoked one of them. I was thinking like, I got my regular weed here, and I'm like, man, I'm so lazy. I don't even want to roll one tonight. Let me just try one of these. We'll see. We'll see what it does to me, and I'll tell you what, it's fucked me up. I'm dazed and confused. Absolutely. All right. So this is the Marijuana Happy Hour. We have lost our live feed because that's how the show works. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to play some Wheel Walker for you. We're going out on tour with Wheeler Walker Jr. We're going to be doing the post-show podcast starting in New York. Like I said, go to WheelerWalkerJr.com. You got the tour dates, and make sure you get his new album. It came out today called Ram. You don't fuck around. A little Wheeler Walker Jr. for you. We'll come back. We'll do the post-show, after-show, and we'll get the hell out of here, and we'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, man. More feeling, buddy. Friday night, I just got off work. My boss, man, he's such a jerk. So after work, I went to his house. Ate his wife's pussy and kicked his ass. Eating pussy and kicking 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 ass. That's what I do. So I celebrated with some alcohol. Standing in the unemployment line, I beat his young girl's bush and said it's breakfast time. Security guard said you can't do that here. So I kicked him in the nuts before I drank a beer. Girl at the counter said, do you want a job? And I said, okay. And then I ate the pussy. Ate the pussy. Eat the pussy. And kick an eye out. Sure. Pussy in the night.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of pussy when I get into a fight. Yeah, all right. Might that do it? Thursday night, I was feeling pretty great. I was walking past the honky tonk on Broadway. I see this young girl, she's smiling at me. So I took back to my place and I paid the fee. Took off the skirt, I knew that something was wrong. Or that's supposed to be a pussy, this girl had a dong. I was bored, and since I'd paid anyway, I sucked his dick, and then I kicked his ass. Sucked his dick. I kicked an eye up. That's right. Sucking dick and taking an ass.
Sucking dick and kicking ass.
But even pussy sucking dick and kicking ass. Come on, buddy.
Pussy sucking dick and kicking ass.
Even pussy sucking dick and kicking ass.
Even pussy sucking dick and kicking ass.
God damn it! Fucking play, motherfucker! Where'd everybody go?
God damn it, we're over here, god damn it. Wheeler Walker Jr. heading on tour. Start October 8th, we'll be there. He's on tour right now. He might be coming to a scene near you. Go to WheelerWalker.com and check it out. Getting excited. We're less than a couple weeks away from going to New York. Haven't been to New York in a long time. Can't wait. I love New York. For about 2 to 3 days. And then I'm like, all right, I've had enough. Let's go. I'm going to be there for one night. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing the party. And then we are leaving at 6 a.m. the next day to head to the next city. So I don't know how. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll have more details coming up as they arrive to us. Thank God my manager's still alive. Jesus Christ, things have been rough. I said earlier in the news desk, my stepsister's 3-day-old baby got eaten by a dog, got eaten by their dog. Well, that's a little crazy. My private investigator got shot. The producer's girlfriend got murdered. Not too long ago, there was a dead woman in my bathroom. Puma just keeps popping up, man. Hopefully no more Puma the rest of the year. We do not like Puma. Puma, bad energy. Keep Puma at home. The black Puma. There's two kinds of Puma. There's the white Puma and the black Puma, but the black Puma has shut up a lot more than the white Puma has. So, yeah, I'm still trying to process a 3-day-old baby being bitten right in the neck by a pit bull, but, you know, we go on. Life goes on, right? I'm in a weird mood today. I'm super high, super mellow. I went and saw Monique today down at the massage parlor. And I kind of like doing it. It's kind of my new ritual for the marijuana happy hour days. I think that's from here on out. It puts me in a real chill, mellow mood. I'm not yelling and screaming like I normally am. Just something about an Oriental woman shoving a finger up your ass while jerking you off. I don't know what it is. It is a release that you can't get from anywhere else. It's weirdly not that sexual. It's just more of a cleaning of your soul. So what she does is she puts a glove on, she puts a little lube on her hand, and she starts kind of massaging the balls a little bit, and then she'll grab the shaft, and then you start getting harder and harder in her little hand, and she's Asian, so she makes your cock look huge. And then she rubs the inside of your thighs a little bit. Yep. And then she goes, put your leg up. So you put your legs up, kind of like you kind of put like your heels to your ass and kind of spread open a little bit. Just start stroking it, and she just pops that button, and you pop off. She literally is so good. Today it took about 2.5 minutes. She made $200 in 2.5 minutes. I mean, that's a good pay rate. That's a good pay scale. I wish I could make that kind of money. Who knows? Maybe I can. Maybe I can make that kind of money. Just jerking guys off and sticking my fingers up their ass? Nothing gay about that, is there? I'll have to ask Carl because he's like homophobic. Would you let a man stick a finger up your ass? I'm like, I don't know. Could I have a blindfold on and listen to some Lionel Richie music? Maybe. You know, if a blindfold and Lionel Richie music playing in headphones, I'll do anything. If I'm crazy like that, I'm nuts. I go insane. I get down crazy. Yeah. So I went to there and, of course, stopped at the Fat Burger. Saw my favorite fast food employee, Wendy. I love Wendy. She should work at Wendy's, but she works at Fat Burger. She hooks me up. Quadruple Fat Burger, extra fat fries. And, of course, the chocolate shake. There's nothing better than a Fat Burger afternoon. Then I went to the barber, got all tightened up, ready to go. Did the news desk. And then I'm like, you know, do I want to go out tonight? No, not really. There's still a guy from a motorcycle enthusiast that wants to murder me. That I was going to talk about tonight, but we're still, it's kind of an iffy subject right now. So we're the delicate subject. One of their club members or group members or whatever you want to call them is in jail right now in Detroit. So we'll get into that next Thursday because we have a lot to get into in that. But I've been told by some friends that I met in prison who are affiliated with another group of motorcycle enthusiasts that is a little bit of a larger club, have put out a certain message, and they tell me I'm safe. Today was the first time I've left the house in, like, since I got back from Detroit, since last Saturday. I didn't hear any motorcycles. I didn't see anybody following me. So hopefully I'll be able to live a little longer to bring you guys quality programming. But I don't want to go out tonight in the dark. Still scared to leave the apartment in the dark because there's still a man that really wants to kill me. And he tried to kill me twice in Detroit. He went all the way out to Detroit to kill me. That's some passion. That's some dedication. The guy literally lives a block and a half up from my condo here. Like I said, I've been told after a certain cash advance that my safety will be guaranteed. But, these guys are good guys when you get on the good side. So we'll see. Guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we? So I decided, you know what, instead of going out tonight, I'm just going to have Monique come over. Not Monique, Veronica's coming over tonight, the S&M. What do you call her? I guess S&M provider, I guess? Provider or mentor? So I've been a rotten boy this week, and I'm going to have her come over and basically beat the shit out of me and shove something up my ass. I mean, that's what's really going to happen tonight. I mean, my ass is already nice and wide open from the Asian woman's fingers. You might as well take a 6.5-inch strap on, huh, Carl? Is that what you and your partner do, Carl? Oh, no, that's Blind Mike that likes to take it. That he likes to give it. Blind Mike is a heterosexual man, but apparently I've heard he likes to use a strap-on because of his sad penis size. I don't know. That's what I hear. That's what we hear. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. But that's it tonight, man. We're all out of time already. I don't know how. I don't remember even doing the show. I am really wasted. What else we got to get to tonight? That's everything. And plus, I just got a text from Veronica, and she will be here shortly. She's in the garage walking up. So I'll let you guys, I'm going to tell you goodnight. I'm about ready to get something shoved up my ass here in a couple of minutes. So hope you guys have as much fun as I do tonight. Good night, everybody.